4ULP, monitoring.
For BWO monitoring.
What you up to, Hunter?
Still sitting here.
Finished a wonderful lunch of pizza, so, yeah.
Same thing, I had hot pockets, so they were pepperoni hot pockets. They were pretty much.
Might catch that your signal is a little bit scratchy.
I was eating hot pockets that had pepperoni in it, so it was pretty much pizza.
Well, about my plan about starting an amateur radio club of youth. Do you have any other ideas that get other young people interested in the hobby?
Probably say like the most of it. Like you can talk to people in space. Like that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to talk to people in space.
Quite catch that. Could you try that again?
I can. I said that you could kind of tell them, like, you talk to people in space. If you get your general class, you can talk to people in Japan, China, those kind of places. Like, kind of bribe them with that.
Yeah. What I was also thinking is, if I think to be, You took the test, so this was, you probably studied this, I believe it was, you have to be a club recognizable by the FCC, you have to have at least 4 members?
I remember seeing that in one of the questions, it has to be 4 people in a club for it to be, like, a club.
If you ever wanted to form a club of youth, we still need 2 more people.
I don't know how we get more people into a club.
We could, if like a school like had maybe like some kind of like education fair where they allow people to come in from the community and share stuff, or ask schools if we could come in and speak. I don't know.
That work maybe, but yeah. I think some people would like to do it, they don't know about it. Because I was like, what was with me? Like, I really didn't know about it until my dad brought it up. I didn't know the thing, so they're paramedic firefighters, so I see them talking on radio. I didn't think you had to have anything special, but apparently you do. So, and it's actually a lot more fun than I thought it would be talking on the radio.
Very fun talking onto the radio, and there's just so much you can do with ham radio. I mean, you can get into the digital modes, HF, Earth, Moon, Earth, Moon, Earth Bounce, where you bounce signals off the moon. Yeah, there's just so much you can do.
I think the cool thing is how much we've advanced from this, because they just keep on coming out with better radios that can reach farther and farther. I kind of wanted to join a contest if I get my general, see how many people I can get to in, let's say, like an hour or two.
Done any contests yet, but, so what are you most interested in about the ham radio, like digital modes, HF, or what?
Talking to people super far away, so I guess, yeah, HF, but I'm just having a problem getting motivated to actually study, because studying is not my favorite thing in the world, but when I start doing it, I can just do it and do it and do it until I pass.
And I don't know, studying isn't my favorite either, but it's definitely worth getting your license. And so if you want to talk to people far away, have you ever played around with Echolink?
Not yet.
You can download it on the phone. I believe it's free, but you have to put in your call sign and wait for them to verify you. And you can talk all over the world on different repeaters.
Like download the app and then I, like, talk to him on my phone. Is that what you're saying?
As a phone, iPad, or computer, you don't need a radio. So, I've talked to people in Australia and all over the United States, but I don't use it that often because I actually, just holding an iPad isn't the same as actually using a radio. I mean, because the only reason I use it because it gives you the advantage to talk all over the world, only as a technician class license.
I have my phone here. You said it's Echo Link, and does it look like an antenna tower that has like a red flashing light on top of it?
That'd be the symbol of Echo Link.
Okay, well, I'm installing it right now, so let's see.
I think you have to submit your call sign in and then wait a few days for them to, verify that you are actually a ham radio operator.
Hopefully they do it at least in time, because I think it's kind of cool to talk to that far away.
Would you repeat that?
It would be really cool to talk to people that far away.
It's been pretty fun to me. I've talked to people in Hawaii, two people in Hawaii, and some in Australia, but some around all over the United States, in Oklahoma, New York. I signed into a net in Washington, and actually contacted a guy on Echolink that was actually not too far away. He could actually talk to me on the radio without Echolink.
That is interesting. Where did you say he was at again?
Asheville, North Carolina area.
I was able to talk to someone, and I think it started with a B. I think it was for something, but he was in North Carolina. He was the person that told me about you and that we need to talk one day.
Would that just happen to be, his call sign would be K2SST, and would he happen to go by the name Ron?
I actually don't know, because my pen and pencil the pad and pencil that I have, they're at my house, and I didn't have a piece of paper or pencil near me whenever I was talking to him. But as soon as I go home and I try and hit this repeater again, I will try and figure it out. See if I can find him and write down his call sign and play you out there.
Because, I've talked to him a couple times, and, can you hit the repeater from your house?
Actually, I haven't seen if I can hit it, from my house. I'm pretty sure I can, but I'm not 100% sure, but as soon as I go back home, I will look and see.
As ham operator, does he happen to have, a base station that is for VHF, UHF that just happens to be higher wattage than a handheld?
He has the radio, but he doesn't have the antenna. But he doesn't even have the radio connected or anything. But the website he tried to get the antenna from, they refunded it. But he didn't ask for a refund, and he's been trying to call them and email them, but they won't answer, so he's going to have to order a different one now.
I would look into other ham radio operators, because another operator gave me this antenna that I'm working off of right now for free, because, he wasn't using it, so I also have a lot of things that was given to me to help me out in the hobby.
It was nice of them to do that for you. So my dad is trying to get the antenna back. He's getting a new antenna for this Yankee. So where I live in Clemson's kind of in a hole, and there's a granite mountain between us and the repeater. So he's trying to get a bigger antenna so I can be able to reach out and hit the repeaters. So I don't know if this is one of the repeaters I can't hit or not.
Actually, is nice repeater. I really enjoy talking on it. This is, like, the only repeater that I really do talk on. There's also a Mount Mitchell repeater, which, it's just there's a lot of guys on there, but they, like, kind of already have, like, their own group, and they don't seem nearly as welcoming, but, you know, I have a good bit of relationships that I formed on this repeater.
This is the most active repeater that I've been on, so it's cool to actually be able to talk to people.
See, the Mount Mitchell repeater is a little bit more active, but, yeah, again, you have a more variety of people that you're going to get because, you know, Mount Mitchell is so high that sometimes you can get people, like, all the way, I think, from Tennessee and a good bit of other places. But on this repeater, it's just normally the regular people on here. There's not really any new people that come on the repeater that, you know, of course, there's a few new licenses, but when I came on, they were very welcoming, and they've helped me out a lot.
I bet this is probably a really bad time, but this radio is about to die, so I'm going to have to say 73U and be clear on your call.
73 is Hunter, and have a good rest of your day. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear. KO4ULP, monitoring.